Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, good morning, radio listeners and podcast listeners. I am Jay. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show. And once again, you and I have an hour together, one-on-one. Distractions of the world are set aside, and I appreciate you keeping the dial on KRDO, pulling up the podcast right here for the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. I promise to make it worth your while. This is a very, very special show today, so I appreciate you tuning in. I've had three separate shows on inflation. I have dubbed it the Lighthearted Back to the Peanut Farm series, where I've talked about the introduction to inflation, because, folks, we just have to understand it. And something else I want you to understand is I'm here for you. So if you're hearing my voice for the very first time, just understand my name is Jay, and I'm your friend. If you're a longtime listener, you already know you can call me directly at 719-330-1457. Whether it's Jane, whether it's Susan, whether it's Robert, I appreciate it. Alihio, all of you individuals that call me right on my cell phone, you know that I'm available. I've never had any stalkers, and I'm not going to have them now. I can't know who you are through telepathy, so you've got to take the opportunity to call me at 719-330-1457. Throughout the entire 10-year history of this show, I've always taken my calls personally. Within the last several months, I'm taking 10 or more calls a week, and I love and appreciate you for that. I really appreciate talking to Craig for the first time this last week. He got the podcast. We're talking about some retirement questions, some real estate questions, mortgage questions. You all know that I am a licensed loan originator. If you don't, I'm telling you now, I've been licensed to originate loans since 2009 in Colorado, but now also licensed in Texas, in New Mexico, in Florida, in South Carolina, all around. We'll get any state license if I can build a relationship with you. It's not a big deal, but I'm only a phone call away, 719-330-1457. My cause for having the radio show was initially, and still to this day, is to get access to tell you that I want to earn the right to help you through your next purchase or refinance transaction. Today with my talk on inflation is going to be no different at all. The one thing that I provide to you more than any other lender out there, period. Nobody else does this to the level that I do this. Not even the rest of the branches in Churchill, and we lead the forefront. See, it's great to have service. Everybody has service. It's great to have a good competitive rate and good closing costs. Come on, guys. Everybody has that. But who is the heart of a teacher? I do. Who's going to teach you wealth principles with mortgage the same way the smartest individuals like you understand the wealth principles in tax reporting with the CPA, with legal documents, with a good attorney, with a trustworthy financial planner? It blows my mind that more people don't have a lifelong loan originator like they have in me. I have clients like Mike Trakak or Dwight Ringler that have been with me for decades. Over 20 years ago, I helped some of my clients, and they're still in my cell phone. They still call with questions, and the same applies to you. So call me at 330-1457. Today, I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. But the title of the show, with a drum roll, my friends, is How to Prepare for Inflation Financially. So how to prepare for inflation. This is the third and final part in the series of Return to the Peanut Farm. On the 5th of June, you can get the podcast of my introduction to my inflation show. A couple weeks ago, on the 26th of June, I did part two, the contemplation of inflation, understanding what components are in place and why and where it's going to go. But today, the whole entire show is how you can prepare for inflation, because, folks, it's coming. Now, some individuals, I've had a ton of individuals that I've talked to. I've had a ton of articles that I've read. Just literally today, I was texting with James, another one of my radio listeners, about the transitory state. Is inflation, is this temporary going to stay? We were talking about how the rest of the world is actually buying up U.S. treasuries. And wouldn't it seem if people are buying up treasuries, which means they believe that treasury yield rates aren't going to go substantially higher. You wouldn't buy low interest rate treasuries right now if you thought inflation was going to come in. That's bad on a lending end. That's great on an earning end, and wait to buy treasuries when they were at a higher yield. But people are buying them in record numbers from around the world. And why is that? And I told James, like I'll tell you, because I think we're going to be the absolute best of the losers. See, Europe's economy is not recovering. They don't have a capitalistic structure. China's cost of product production, their internal wholesale indicators of inflation, is higher than it's been in well over a decade. With the uncertainties in China with their buildup, with their disputes with Taiwan, with the arm wrestling with Hong Kong, there's nobody that's going to fare better in this inflationary market than the United States. It could have been Japan, but they decided to be isolationist. They're not letting anybody in their country, not even individuals for the Olympics. It's certainly not going to be Hong Kong. That's now watered down with the new China. It certainly isn't going to be Germany, where they've let in immigrants and created a nightmare. And with England, with their immigration and their challenges and Boris Johnson, come on, folks. United States is simply going to be the best of the worst. All of us are going to have to deal with inflation. But the big takeaways in the show today, first of all, what do we do about the fact that you simply accept that inflation is coming? I'm going to talk about that. But I'm going to talk about what specific areas that you can prepare and save money and ward off inflation before it hits. And finally, what resources do you have that are going to work for you to allow you to avoid and go around and become more immune to inflation? That's what I'm going to talk about today. So don't go anywhere. Before the break, take down my number, 330-1457. I want you to call me. I've got a special guest that's coming in here today, because part of inflation is to avoid the cost even before it comes up. So I've got a perfect guest today, Jason Holmes, one of the owners of Rocky Mountain Climate. We're going to talk about these subjects and more. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and I'm going to be back right after these messages talking about how you can prepare for upcoming inflation. Yeah, the world is yours. Look a little bit closer. If you want to come and get it, you can take it over. You can make your tomorrow's what you want them to be. You've got the power in your hand to shape your history. Check it out. Going to work on Monday. Check it out. Got you.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
All that we've learned about happiness.
Jay Garvin's, I'm back, and you're listening to the second segment of The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, where I'm talking about how to prepare for inflation, my friends. And I've done two separate shows on the introduction to inflation that you can get a copy of. That was played June the 5th. You can get the second series in the show about a contemplation of inflation, of how it affects us personally. That was played on the 26th of June. But today I'm talking about inflation and what you can do if you simply expect or accept that the wheels are in motion for inflation to take part. And back in my original introduction, one of the things that I spoke about with inflation is when I told you, hey, look, it, there are three key drivers of inflation that are all now running on all cylinders. And that is, there's an excess amount of savings and capital out there that Americans have accumulated, both because of COVID itself and the stimulus packages, but also the fear of potentially losing your job, the inability to travel or go outside of your house. All of those factors have savings at an all-time high. Now, as well, we've had a disproportionate amount of supply, both in services and in raw materials and in products available for the exact same reason. COVID-19, things shut down, very simple, long explanation, but it's easy to understand. And now we've added the third and most potent driver in this cocktail that's being stirred up, and that's an incredibly pent-up demand. I mean, we saw that on 4th of July. We're seeing this in Colorado now that the good old Fargo's restaurant is open. After a year or year and a half, the Broadmoor has the entire Pikes Peak Cog Railway open, and just previous restaurants that are closed are open. Hotels are open. I mean, my children work at the Broadmoor, and they're still opening up more and more restaurants. They don't have all of them open yet because the supplies are limited, but they see that demand coming in. They just simply can't get the resources and the employees. So that is a cocktail for inflation. This is why one of the reasons that people are offering $40,000 to $60,000 over asking price for a house is because they've been waiting. They've got extra cash. If they're coming from California, their parents are helping them. Whatever the case is, they're ready to spend it. But what in the world do you do with it once it's here? Because this is what I'm going to tell you, that if inflation is absolutely coming, what are some specific areas that you can do to prepare in saving money, avoiding from spending money after the inflationary hedge comes? What are the things that you can do? First and foremost, if you know inflation is coming and you've got a roof that needs to be replaced, or more specifically, because I'm going to have Jason Holmes come in here the next segment and talk from Rocky Mountain Climate, I've got HVAC, heating and cooling systems, in my residences that are 20 years old. And if the life of an HVAC system is 12 to 24 months, if I'm allowing prices to settle down a little bit after the COVID bump, and I need to replace a furnace in my investment property, and I can do it with Rocky Mountain HVAC for less than $5,000, if I do it now, rather than actually waiting 4 years or 2 years from now when it absolutely poops out, I've not only saved the stress. We're not even going to talk about that. It's preventive maintenance on your car. I've never rolled to a stop on the side of the road with a car that's broke down only because I take preventive maintenance so seriously. You can do as well. But if I can put an entirely new HVAC system in one of my rentals, and I've been staggering it, doing a different item, hot water heater, HVAC system, roof, concrete driveway, hardwood floor, all of these items preventively, like I just talked to one of my tenants and said, hey, I don't expect I'm going to increase your rent. And she said, I actually was expecting an increase of rent. People expect inflation. I said, Jackie, if you're willing to pay an extra $100 a month, if you're willing to pay an extra $100 a month, I'll do the research to take all of the old carpet out of the living room, dining room, and the hallway, and put in some really nice, durable, high-grade laminate. And I can do that project now for like $5,000. In 10 years, that's going to be an $8,000 to $9,000 project. But the floor is going to last 20 to 30 years. And even more so than that, if I can predict and project that I'm going to replace the kitchen and knock out a wall in 5 years, I'm going to buy all of the laminate that matches and put it in the garage now. And with inflation, that extra $500-$700 that I'm going to spend on laminate for that other 300 square feet is already earning money. Money saved is money earned in the other room. And this is one of the things that you can do in actually thwarting inflation. I mean, if you have an addition in your house, do it now rather than 5 years from now. The next thing is get this. Eventually, you know, you can go down the line and say the same thing with cars. Used cars are very, very competitive right now. But new cars, there's a limit to how many people want those right now. We're still in that COVID scare. I'm not telling you to go out and buy a brand new car. But I am telling you, if you need a car, you're listening to this radio show, and you've got a car with 193,000 miles on it, you can actually get prime dollar for a trade-in right now. And get a new car, of course, buy it for cash. And if that car lasts you 10 years and you buy it now rather than in 4 or 5 years, you're going to save money. You're really going to save money on cars, because one of the biggest things that I shared with you in previous shows about inflation, here's a couple of surprises. I like to tell you things that are going to happen before they happen, so then when you see them happen, you think I'm like Jay, the cousin of Notre Dame.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Now, I'm good looking, but I don't have published scrolls like Notre Dame does. I've already given you the first Notre Dame crystal ball futuristic promise. Go and listen to my very first show on January 28, 2012. I told all of you to please buy houses now. If you buy houses in 2012, you're not only going to create wealth, but you'll create so much wealth that you'll change the destiny of people who own your last name. If they have your last name, the name Garvin's changed. My wife and I thought we were going to build a little pocket of retirement of $1 million. And we screwed up, and now we have $4 million in real estate. Now I'm still wearing blue jeans. I'm still driving a used Ford truck. I still want a little bit of me to go to heaven and a little bit in Tennessee, but I'm still the same dude. But that was Notre Dame's information. So I'm giving you some more today. The real estate market appreciation, it's not a bubble. In the next 5 years, I guarantee you that there's not going to be any property in any city in Colorado, let alone Pikes Peak region, that is going to be lower in value next year than it is this year. It might slow down in its appreciation from 23% it just was this last year back down to 6%, but it's still going to go up. If you have a $432,000 house now, newsflash, I guarantee you that's going to be a $550,000 house by 2025. 719-330-1457. Call me. Let's put down a written bet. I'll give you $1,000 if your $432,000 house is not $550,000. But when it is $550,000, leave your number with me, because you're going to have to pay me $1,000 there, coaches. Because these are things that aren't going to stop. Primarily, this is a show on inflation. There's 87 million millennials. Supply and demand, the laws of supply and demand are just as strong as the laws of gravity, and you can't thwart them. But the other Notre Dame piece of information I'm going to give you before I go into the next segment with my guest is that we are going to see huge labor disputes coming between 2022 and 2024. Then you're going to see your automobile prices go up. Then you're going to see restaurant or product prices go up. And if you buy your car now, or more specifically with me, items of your home, you do that home improvement addition. I'm renovating another house this winter. I'm totally renovating some aspects of my house down in Tennessee, adding an extra air conditioner now. And there's other inflationary hedges that affect Colorado, different than Florida, all of that. I'm going to get into that. But for this segment alone, think about all of the repairs and the renovations and the replacements that you can do that'll cost you half of what it would 7 years from now. And I'm going to come back and talk some specifics about that. You can also get quality products so they last 20 years rather than 10 years, buying from the quote-unquote Nordstrom rather than the Walmart. Well, Walmart's a great place, but you're going to throw away 8 out of 10 things you have there. Where if you go ahead and get something of quality and pay more money now, it's going to help you in the future. Everything from refrigerator to an actual house itself and the quality. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, talking about what you can do to avoid inflationary hedges. Call me at 719-330-1457. I want to help you with your next purchase and refinance transaction, and I'll be back right after these important messages.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. We're in the third segment of the show on the inflation series. You know, return to the peanut farm, what things were like with Tricky Dicky Nixon and President Carter, the peanut farmer. I did an introduction on the 5th of June. I talked about the contemplation of what inflation was actually looking like within our community on the 26th of June. And now here on the 10th and 11th of July, I'm talking about how you can prepare for inflation. Talked about how you can prepare by actually avoiding it. And part of that was your house improvements. And for me personally, the biggest part of your house is your appliances, to include your equipment like HVAC. And I got the man himself, Jason from Rocky
Mountain.
That's me. That's you.
That's me.
Rocky Mountain climate in the house, driving across the state, helping people, my friend.
Yeah.
How was your 4th of July?
It was mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing. Mine was too. I went up to Avon and Beaver Creek. And what did you say you did for 4th of July?
Took the family up to Taylor Reservoir. Enjoyed time up there, ran around some ATVs and
that's
did some
awesome.
Fishing.
That's some good backcountry Colorado stuff. And what I'm talking about, before you came in, Jason, I gave the specific example of one of my properties and your product, where I've worked with Steve and Bob and your staff, where I've got one of my properties that's got a 20-year-old HVAC system in it. Mm-hmm. And instead of waiting for it to crap out, instead of getting called on a Sunday, instead of waiting two or three more years until it's out, this fall, as sure as the sun's going to come up tomorrow, I schedule with you, say, let's get a good train system in there before it goes up 5, 10, 15%,
right,
4, 5, 6, 7 years from now. And talk about your product. Talk about how people can do that with preventive maintenance and avoid inflation, as opposed to what? How many calls you get on a Sunday night from Steve and your crew?
We get a lot. Yeah, obviously we're a train comfort specialist, so we deal strictly with train.
Train products. Tell
train
me
product.
About train products.
Well, everybody knows it's hard to stop a train, so why don't we deal with them?
Yeah, exactly.
And what you're talking about inflation, too, you know, we don't have that crystal ball for down the road for installing HVAC equipment, so now's the time to do it right now. Well, who knows what the inflation's going to do down the road, right?
Yeah, end of the disputes. I told people, you know, I'm not Notre Dame himself, but I am kind of his nephew. You know, I look a little better than him, but he does have a couple more, you know, predictive scrolls than I have. But can you imagine? We saw what happened to Train when they shut down.
Yeah.
Train's an amazing corporation, but they're not immune to labor disputes.
They're not. They're not. And, you know, we're still trying to get back on track from those shutdowns. And, I mean, equipment's kind of hit or miss.
Uh-huh.
It's coming along a lot better, but it's still hit or miss a little bit. And yeah, as far as labor disputes and stuff like that, I mean, it's the time's now.
Yeah, and hear me right, folks. It's going to hit the automobile industries more. It's going to hit the city governments more because they're underpaid. It's going to hit the larger, more aggressive, the airlines, all of these cell phone industries that all have razor-thin margins. Also, you need to know when you're going to spend $4,000 to $9,000 or more to get a product in your house, you want the best. And you say it's hard to stop a train,
right?
But I mean, Train is the best of the best. And you told me, and this is off the cuff, what you said, like a Cadillac product with a Ford price or something. Is that what you said the other time?
The Cadillac HVAC at Ford prices.
Yeah, the Cadillac of HVAC at Ford. And
that
I
was,
love that, because I'm a Ford F-150 guy. So, and, you know, you're family-owned.
Yes.
You guys, hey, and I'm telling you right now, if you guys know of a really good install individual,
I'll take at least four of them.
And I'm telling you, if you right now know of a good referral for an HVAC installation guy, and you call 719-330-1457 and you say, Jay, my nephew, I know he's good. He's looking for a job at a good company. I will pay a $1,000 bonus for Jason out of the Jay Garvin Show, Garvin's Media Group Fund, or take you and your wife on a $1,000 trip to say thank you if you do that, because you really need that, don't you, my friend?
Like you wouldn't believe.
Everybody
like
does.
You wouldn't, we are so swamped busy right now. I need 28 hours in a day. I only got 24.
I know, and you were just driving from West Kansas. Or
texting, you go, Jay, I'm trying to make it.
I'm trying to make it, man. No, and it's amazing because it's good that you take the time to do it, but
yeah,
it's important. Tell me what else is happening in the train world. We're up running again with Rocky Mountain Climate. You got your products. It's hit and miss. Yep. Tell us a little bit more about your product line.
Well, I really like that. I know in the past we've been talking about the Clean Effects unit, so I want to keep on that thing because I think that product's amazing.
The Clean Effects system. In the last couple minutes, this is kind of like the COVID vaccine for your house.
Exactly, yeah. It's 99.98% effective inside your home.
And it's air quality.
Air quality, correct. And it's also endorsed by Harvard School of Health.
Wow. People can get that. What does this thing cost, about $30,000?
You want to pay that.
Yeah, we'll give you one.
For your listeners only,
uh-huh.
We'll do an install price at $1,450. $1,450 installed, up and running.
Dude, you know what? I'm not kidding, because this radio show is totally off the cuff as I'm like chewing my peanuts because I'm having a glucosamine moment or something. We're just about to buy a new air treatment system, and mm-hmm. it's $1,200, and it just sits in one room. This is a whole house deal.
Whole house. Yep. Goes right inside your central system.
And it has that ultraviolet light and all of that stuff in it?
This one doesn't. This one has a pre and post filter, kind of like a K&N air filter in your car.
Uh-huh. Air filter. But don't you have one with a...
That would be the iWave ionizer.
But that can go full system as well.
Yes. Yes. That goes
so
right.
So say they have the 1450. How much is like the ionization system as well? Because that's game changer. That gets microorganisms.
Yeah.
I can't even say it.
What are you talking about, mister?
That gets the microorganisms.
That gets the really small stuff like the bug zappers. What does that thing cost? I'm putting you on the spot here. I love it.
No, it's fine. Those are $750 installed.
Okay, $750 for the bug zapper.
So that one's the, like you said, the ultraviolet light, and it also emits hydrogen peroxide inside the central air system.
Okay.
Low amounts of it, so it kills. What does peroxide kill?
Yeah,
absolutely. All viruses.
All viruses, sure. So for that less than $2,200, and I'm telling you, we got off frame here, but all of the stuff that you do now is going to be that much more in 5 years, and it's going to last for decades.
Yeah, the ionizer will last for 20 years.
Yeah.
They got a warranty of 20 years on them.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. They're maintenance free.
So that's good, my friend. How do they get a hold of you? They get a hold of Frankie, don't they?
Frankie at the office, or Ashley, 719-629-8686.
8686, my friend.
As my wife says, 8686, or you're out, you're out.
You're out, you're out, yeah. You know, that's interesting, because my wife never complains when I take a radio call, because she knows there's cash at the end of the radio. Yeah. Yeah. So go ahead, my friend. Tell me one more time, how do folks get a hold of you?
Reach my sister Frankie or Ashley at the office. That's Rocky Mountain Climate. Our number is 719-629-8686.
That's awesome, my friend. Thank you so much for taking care of Jane and Bill. They're probably listening right now.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, radio listeners, this is the real deal. Out of all my houses, Jason and Frankie and Bob and Steve and the whole team just put in an entire attic HVAC system in my house, and I wouldn't have anybody else in my house. Bob is an angel. All of my investment properties get serviced by Steve and his crew, and I had one HVAC system put in. So if I can trust them, you guys can trust them. And that's why I appreciate you calling them, Jane. But everybody needs to call Jason now before he gets so busy that he can't help you. So give him a call, 719-629-8686. Ask for Frankie or Ashley, and I'm going to be back after the break. So sayonara, my friend Jason.
Sayonara, and we're hiring.
Okay. Have a great week, and I will see you next month. But you, listeners, wait until after the break. I'm going to sum up the show on how you can prepare for inflation right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it. Well, no more will I shop around now, baby. I know I got the best thing in town.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, where I'm summing up a three-show conversation on inflation. And if you're listening for the first time, just grabbing this podcast, my name is Jay. You can get a hold of me at 719-330-1457. Licensed loan originator, real estate owner, land developer, coming at this from an angle of resident just like you, saying, hey, if these inflationary hedges that are rearing and showing their ugly head, if these drivers are in place where we've got an exorbitant amount of nationwide and local savings, if we've got obvious limited production, limited materials, raw materials, limited products, limited employment, service, and a pent-up demand for people spending. I mean, look at what came out of 4th of July. Look at all the restaurants trying to open, all the demand of people to get out. It's just like someone smacked a beehive with everybody just around Colorado. Trust me, folks, I just got back from Wisconsin. It's the same way there. I just visited Tennessee. It's no different. Florida's the same. Everywhere that demand is up. And you're starting to see when it costs you $100 to fill your truck rather than $65 to fill your truck, as it did my F-150 this last week on a 36-gallon tank, are these inflationary hedges temporary or are they permanent? Are we going to see more of it or is it going to flatten out? And I've shared with you, and I'll say again, that thank God the lumber prices have come down because they tripled, like 300% increase during COVID-19, and I thank God they're not staying at those levels, but they've come down 60 to 90%. They still need to come down more. So I'm telling you that we can prepare for inflation, but just take a deep breath, hope that things open. It's sad. El Paso County's doing really well, but Colorado as a state isn't even in the top 25 states for recovery because our governor and our mayor of Denver have kept that city in lockdown, and that's a majority of the measured economy in the state. But I just got to Summit and Eagle County over 4th of July. They're open. I just got to Park County. It never closed. Teller County has been sensible and on the leading edge. El Paso County's been. But what do you do and what resources can you use in order to thwart off inflation? See, two of the things I want to cover. First and foremost is any type of improvement in your house, any type of appliance, whether it's a refrigerator or whether it's a heating, cooling, HVAC system, whether it's a hot water heater, all of these things, if they're ready to go, if they're on their last leg, if you've had a furnace that you know that's been in there since 1991, you know that it's 20 years old, and you can take a proactive role to change out that system, use something like a Trane product like I shared this last segment with Jason at Rocky Mountain Climate. And now you're not in preventive mode, which means you're planning. You can do it this fall. Don't do it tomorrow, but do it like in August or September before it gets cold and just take a preventative measure where the labor isn't expensive as it will be in 5 years or 3 years when that system gives out. You can do a long-term off-season schedule of that rather than a last minute on a Sunday night or a Monday morning with no notice when you or your tenants don't have heat and so forth. You can do, I mean, if you do an improvement on your house now, I'm doing about a 400 square foot improvement where I actually put in a foundation, expand the master bedroom and the kitchen and make a 1200 square foot house like a 1600 or 1700 square foot house. That's going to cost me like $75,000 right now. I guarantee you that's a $125,000 job in 5 years. So money saved is money earned. But here's something else that you can do. And I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 because I'm going to provide you the resource that you can use to make that improvement. But before I talk about that, talk about this. To take inflation immunity to a new level, if you're over the age of 55 and you're thinking about retiring or getting a second home or even moving to Florida, Arizona, South Carolina, Tennessee, wherever it is, if you have the financial wherewithal right now, I just talked to Craig, a radio listener, about this last week, buy the house now in Florida. Don't wait till 2027. Even at 6% appreciation every year, which we know, Tennessee, Colorado, Florida, Texas, South Carolina, North Carolina are not going to be at 6% appreciation. You might be there in like Arkansas or Illinois or Mississippi or even maybe Wisconsin, but you're not going to be there in those states that people are already migrating toward. Look at any red state, any Republican state, their recoveries are fast. I mean, just look at this. Colorado is a great state, and Rocky Mountain Climbing is an amazing company and partner that I endorse. But Chris Smith, an HVAC guy, is installing an air conditioner in my cabin down in Tennessee for $4,000, where it would cost $7,000 all day long. So I'm not even going to get into regional expenses and regional inflation and stuff, but I will tell you this. If you want to save $300,000 for an asset in retirement, buy it now. I told Craig, let's go ahead and get you approved. And you don't even have to know where you're buying right now. Buy a small investment property here in town for $350,000. Pay someone to rent it for you. Have the tenant pay your mortgage. Get the tax write-off. And then in 5 years, when it's went from $350,000 to $485,000 in value, do a 1031 exchange when you know where your retirement house wants to be. But if you're really bold and you already know you're going to Florida, if you already know that you're going to Knoxville, like I am in the house that I bought in Pigeon Forge and the show that I did called the Tennessee Two-Step, then you can buy your property in that other state, have it as a rental for 4 years, and you have totally shattered the effect of inflation. You've done the exact opposite. Instead of buying a house for $300,000 more that you could probably afford, but it's going to make your retirement less appealing, buy it now. Well, Jay, you know, I don't want to get a property manager in another state. That's fine. Stay here. Stay broke. I'm not looking for excuses. I'm looking to give you guys solutions, and that's a brilliant solution. My wife and I will have three properties, well over $2 million a property, down in Knoxville, a couple in Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg. I might go in Sevierville. I might get one on Douglas Lake. But we're going to have that whole package, that whole portfolio in place by May of 2024 when we spend half the year there and we're no longer Colorado residents for tax purposes and political purposes. That's how you beat inflation. And I'm no more intelligent than you. But I'm telling you, the product is that mortgage. Finishing up the show here, I can help you get a whole new HVAC system. And while you're doing it, let's get a whole new laminate floor and get rid of that carpet. Let's go ahead and bust out that wall and have an open kitchen and put some nice tile or granite counters because you're going to spend 20 more years in the house. But do that $75,000 project now. Do it for $75,000 cash, or at least do the extreme makeover mortgage where you get rid of all of your debt, use your equity for something positive, an appreciating asset like your house. It's the number one investment other than eliminating cash is to put investment back in the house that you are going to get out 5-10 fold over the long run. And don't pay $125,000 for all the improvements in 5 years or get that much less for your house because of the respective value off of your improvements. Do it now. If you have a 780 credit score and you've got a lot of equity, you can get this fixed at like 3.75 or 3.5% 30-year mortgage. And if you're smart and you do a 15-year mortgage, like I counsel, like my wife and I do, your interest rate's going to have a 2 on it. You're going to be somewhere like 2.5 to 2.75%. But who knows what inflation is going to be? Who knows what the interest rate's going to be in 3 years? But you have the equity now. I'm not telling you to do stupid stuff on your house. I'm just telling you to get this stuff done now because if you think prices are going to go down, the cost of labor is going to go down. We haven't even hit the inflationary, progressive, presidential administration labor disputes yet. That's coming next. Our great president is telling us that right now we need to pay our people more. Well, that's fantastic, but let demand determine that. Don't stoke a fire at the national level for disputes so you can help your contingency and basis. If people are staying home and getting unemployment checks, that means every employee going to work is worth more, and that's going to be reflected in the meal, the fuel, the services, or the product that you get. But let me tell you here a little bit about this mortgage, because I talked about Independence Day mortgage, the extreme makeover mortgage, there's so many things that you can do. Here's another thing. Not only getting an investment property, if you live in an R2, a residential district in Colorado Springs, where you can have two or more units and you just have a house on the front of the property and you have a garage on the back, you could pop the top off that garage, make an 800-square-foot efficiency that would cost you $100,000 to do it in today's money. If you get $800 a month for rent on that, that's basically $10,000 a year, which essentially is 10% return on your investment, and it's fixed, and you've beat an inflationary hedge. So the biggest thing that you can do is just call me. If you want to have a conversation on how I can help you avoid inflation, build up your retirement, eliminate debt, and take care of the most important attributes of your financial life right now before the inflation comes rather than after the inflation comes, just call me at 719-330-1457. That's 330-1457, licensed loan originator, but also can give you some wealth strategy advice. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end, not the inflation. Just the relationships and memories that you build along the way. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He would give you that gift. Because that's what I've received with you, the radio listener, someone that I would connect with, the podcast listener, someone that I would spend 30 minutes on the phone with, just because you all add value to me, because you always pay it forward. So please call me for your next purchase or refinance transaction. I'm a licensed loan originator. And Daddy needs to put food in the cupboard. 330-1457, 330-1457. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'll be back again next week with a brand new subject, a brand new show.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world's from a mile high. Best seat in the house tonight.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity.